సారూప్యం తవ పూజనే శివ మహాదేవేతి సంకీర్తనే సామీప్యం శివ భక్తిర్ భక్తి దుర్యజనతాం సాంగత్య సంభాషణే సాలోక్యం చ చరాచరాత్మక తను ధ్యానే భవానీ పతే సాయుజ్యం మమ సిద్ధిమత్ర భవతి స్వామిన్ కృతార్థోస్మ్యహం. శ్లోక 28. సారూప్య సారూప సామీప్య సాలోక్య సాయుజ్య ఆల్ ఫోర్ స్టేజెస్ ఆర్ టాక్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక. సో అస్ వాస్ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ ఇన్ ది ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, శంకరాచార్య పాయింట్స్ అవుట్ ఓన్లీ ఆన్ ద్వైత భక్తి ఇన్ శివానంద లహరి. సో వీ హ్యావ్ టు బి కేర్ఫుల్ అండ్ వీ షుడ్ రిమెంబర్ దట్ అద్వైతం ఈస్ నెవర్ అగెన్స్ట్ ద్వైత భక్తి. వాట్ అద్వైత సేస్ ఇస్ దట్ ద్వైత భక్తి ఈస్ ఫైన్ అప్ టు ఎ పర్టిక్యులర్ స్టేజ్, దర్ ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ డస్ నాట్ డిస్మిస్ ఇట్ బట్ ట్రాన్సెండ్ అండ్ గో బియాండ్ అండ్ సో అద్వైతిన్ ఆల్సో హ్యాపీలీ ఎండార్సెస్ అండ్ సపోర్ట్స్ ద్వైత భక్తి. And there are many Dvaita systems of philosophy. For example, the Shaivites are there, the Vaishnavites are there, who concentrate more on Dvaitam and also on a personal God. They describe the location of the Lord and they give a brilliant description of the lokas, like Vaikuntha loka, Kailasa loka. All these lokas are described. And even the moksha, according to them, is nothing but going to such lokas and spending very nice time forever. Shankaracharya identifies with those systems and talks about some of their concepts also here. And when they talk about such accomplishments, they mention four levels known as Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya and Sayujya. Depending upon the devotee's level and depending upon the Lord's grace also, one will have all these four grades, different grades one can attain. So that is what the Acharya is trying to bring out here. So they call it grades of, you know, even liberation. For example, for them, even liberation has four grades in these bhakti systems. Well, while Advaitam says getting out of this gradation is liberation, because when there is gradation, what are the consequences of gradation that could be there? Jealousy is bound to come. In fact, jealousy is born out of comparison, and comparison leads to gradation, and gradation leads to what? Complex. Either inferiority complex or superiority complex. So, according to Advaitam, liberation is going beyond gradation. But in Dvaita systems, they talk about four grades of liberation, and according to them, Salokya is becoming, you know, we can call it the citizen of God's loka. Saloka means what? The same loka as God's loka, becoming a citizen there. It may be presented as Vaikuntha loka citizenship or Kailasa loka citizenship. There are gradations there. For example, one may have a tourist visa, another one may be a H1B or R1, P1, or he may be a green card citizenship, any of them. Or, you know, then the next one is Samipyam. This is Salokyam and Samipyam. Even within the world itself, that loka itself, one may be, for example, in some border village. And so next grade is what? Being nearer the Lord. How close a person is. By which a person may be able to see the Lord and hear the conversation the Lord may have with other devotees. This is called Samipyam. And the next grade is Sarupyam. Because of the intensity of devotion, the devotee gets the divine qualities of the Lord himself and becomes almost a miniature God himself. Not the original God, but the miniature God. That is why they give the number of hands, the ornaments, etc. are also, they're given to the same people in the same way like the God. This is called Sarupyam. Sarupyam means similar forms. So Samana Rupatvam, it's called Sarupyam. So Samana Lokatvam, Samipatvam and Samana Rupatvam, similarity to the Lord. Then comes the fourth and the highest stage in Dvaita system, not in Advaita, should be careful. It is Sayujyam, which is merging into the Lord and becoming an integral part of the Lord, which is also not Aikyam of Advaitam. Advaitam means oneness. Here this is not oneness, becoming part of the Lord. So, and the Acharya says, which all devotees will get the results. So first take the second and third line of this shloka. Shiva bhakti durya janata sagatya sambhashane salokyam bhavati. We have to take the third line also, salokyam bhavati. So there will be salokyam if a person has sambhashanam, conversation and association with Shiva bhaktas. That is the sadhana. Shiva bhakti durya janata, people who are endowed with durya. Shiva bhakti janata, janata means the people who are endowed with the Shiva bhakti. So sangatyam, sangatyam means association, and sambhashanam, if one has them in conversation with such people, what will he get? Not samipyam, but he will get salokyam. This is the first stage. Suppose one wants samipyam, what should one do? Then we should go to the first line. Shiva Mahadeva iti sankirtane. If a person does the nama sankirtana of the Lord, and what type of namas? O Shiva, O Mahadeva iti sankirtane sati. We have to go to the next line now. So samipyam, closeness, proximity to the Lord in Kailasa. So by calling the Lord by all these glorious names and expressing our bhakti, one can get samipyam. And suppose one wants sarupyam, what should one do? Tava pujane. If a person does constant Shiva puja, he will attain the qualities of the Lord. That is true from the standpoint view of psychology also. As a person thinks, so he becomes. If a particular deity is one's Ishta Devata and he constantly thinks of that Devata, then this person gets not only the virtues of the deity, often even the form of the deity. Swamiji jokingly says, if one is an Anjaneya Upasaka, not that he will become one like that, Hanuman, but will gain the virtues of Hanuman. So those days it seems in drama and all that, the female roles were also played by male members only. And when a particular male member constantly plays female roles, after some time, even outside, his way of walking, his way of talking will all almost will be feminine. So that psychology, not that he converts in gender to female, so but that kind of an act, that the bhava will change. So here also shiva pujane sati sarupyam, person get that. So sarupyam tava pujane, so mukti of my becoming you is in your worship. Wearing rudraksha, vibhuti, they are all lingas, you know, various lingas of worship. So deho devalaya proktaha jivo deva sanatanaha tejet ajnana nirmalyam soham bhavena pujayet, soham bhavena pujayet aham iti vibhavaye bhavani. So shivoham shivoham sachidanandoham iti bhavana. So this is called sarupyam. Then what is the next stage? Go to the third line. Characharatmaka tava dhyane. That means Vishwarupaha. So Tanu means body. And Characharatmaka means the living and the non-living creations, Charam and Acharam, which means Vishwarupa Shiva. And that Tanuho, that kind of a form, that body of Lord, the Vishwarupa, Dhyane, meditating upon that Lord. So Chitram Ramram Yatetam Tribhuvana Vapusham Vishnumisham Namami. So Vishwarupa Vishnu. And here it is, Shiva as Vishwarupa. And the beauty is, what will be the difference between the Vishwarupa Vishnu and Vishwarupa Shiva? Once we come to the Vishwarupa Bhakti, all these differences among gods, they will all disappear. All the differences, fight, quarrel, they will all go away. They are all when we are in the beginning level of Ekarupa Bhakti only. When it comes to Vishwarupa Bhakti, all those differences will vanish. So in Aneka Rupa Bhakti itself, Shiva, Vishnu, Beda will go away. And in Arupa Bhakti, there is no question of quarrel at all. So here Shankaracharya talks about Vishwarupa Shiva, very rarely talked about. So Characharatmaka Dhyane, Sayujyam Bhavati. Let's get Sayujyam. So Sayujyam, again we have to understand that word. That means merger into the Lord. In fact, if you really analyze, merger itself is a word, really speaking, there is no movement involved. Here, there is no movement involved. And why we still call it merger then? If you look upon the Lord as Vishwarupa, the Vishwarupa includes what? includes me also. I cannot be outside Vishwam. As Swamiji very beautifully says, when I say all is God, how to live this all? In Tamil, all means this person. So when we say all is God, you cannot leave this all, this person also. So once I say Lord is everything, I know at that moment I am never away from God. In fact, God cannot reject me at all. If God is incapable of one thing, it is that he cannot reject me. It seems Birbal told the king one day that you are greater than the Lord. The king was very happy to hear that. Then he asked Birbal, you said one thing that is true, but you should say how it is so. How can I be greater than God? Then Birbal said, you can banish a person out of your kingdom, but God cannot. Therefore, you can do something which even the gods cannot do. Therefore, the infinite cannot reject any finite thing. And so in Vishwarupa appreciation, nothing physically happens, but a transformation happens in my perception of Lord. And I say, I am an integral part of the Lord. Whether I belong to other people or not, I always belong to the Lord. You know, after all, psychologically, we want to belong to someone. Until we get strength, we want to belong to someone all the time. And we always belong to the Lord. The very knowledge itself, that relieves me. And that is called Sayujyam. So, Sayujyam Mama Siddham Bhavati Atra. Atra means here and now. That is Shankaracharya's Atra. Others will say that it will come only after death. No, Sayujyam comes right here and now. So, the first qualification to merge is death in all other systems. But here, Sayujyam Atra Siddham Bhavati. Hey Swamin, O Lord, Aham Kritartaha Asmi. I am fulfilled. Kritartaha. So, Bhavani Pate. He is addressing the Lord as the consort of Bhavani. Bhavani is wife of Bhava. Bhava is Shiva here. So, even though this term is used on a Sambodhana addressing the Lord as Bhavani Pate, actually, there's a beautiful shloka in Sivan, in Saundarya Lahari, shloka 22. Bhavanitvam dase, mayi vitra drishtimsa karunam, iti stotum vanchan katayati bhavanitvamityaha, tadaivatvam tasmai dishasi nija sayujya padavim, mukunda brahmendra sputamakuta nirajina pada. So, it's a very beautiful shloka. The scholars, they interpret this term, Bhavani, very interestingly. If one takes it as a case in Sanskrit, that's a case in Sanskrit called lot, it would be I will become. So when we say Bhavani Tvam in this shloka, it would mean I become you. That is the Mahavakya. Brahmaivaham asmi, aham asmi brahmaham asmi. So when a devotee says Bhavani Tvam, Amba, by her compassion, she grants him sayujyam with her. So the devotee says here, Mama Siddham Atra Bhavati. I get all these in this birth itself. O God, who is the consort of Bhavani? Swamin Kritartaha Asmi Aham. O Swami, O Lord, I gain whatever has to be gained in this birth. Kritartaha Asmi. It's an important shloka in which the four levels of attainment of Lord are referred. Understood? This is actually not in the Eka Bhakti, but in the Advaita Bhakti. This is in the Dvaita system, Dvaita Bhakti. Shloka 29.
Tvat padambuja marchayami paramam tvam chintayamyan vaham tvamisham sharanam vrajami vachasam tvameva yache vibho. Vikshaam me disha chakshushim sakarunam divyaischiram prarthitam shambho loka guru madiya manasaha saukyopadesham kuru.
This is another very popular shloka and often quoted shloka also. It's also considered to be very important for a Vedantic seeker, because in this shloka the devotee requests the Lord himself to come down as a guru, to give Brahma Vidya. He's asking the Lord himself to be his guru. O Lord, either send me a guru. If there is no one at your disposal, then what do? You yourself
become my guru. Or if I already have a guru, make sure that he teaches me properly. Because I don't know what is the proper teaching and what is not proper teaching. Because everyone claims, you know, that mine is the right teaching. There are so many teachers. Swamiji says, the Krishna consciousness people, they write a book, Gita as it is. That's a book like that. That means what? Their interpretation alone is Gita as it is intended by Krishna. That means what? According to them, all other commentaries are not. Since many people, they say many things, how am I to know which is correct? And so he says, O Lord, whatever is correct, let that wisdom come to me. I want you to be either my direct guru or bless me with the correct guru. And even if you are willing to bless me, then what is the other factor? I should become the right patram for it. I should be eligible to receive that knowledge. So make sure I become an eligible patram to receive that knowledge. So really speaking, I am not interested in sarupyam, samipyam, salokyam or sayujyam. This is all for all the others. But I want to attain the real moksha, which is total oneness with you. And therefore, Shankaracharya gives the series of sadhanas here to prepare the mind where should I start. He says, Tvat padambujam archayami. Let me start with Karma Yoga. Here archayami, this talks about this Karma Yoga part, with the Pancha Mahayagnyas, which is nothing but the worship of the Lord through various methods. Pancha Mahayagnyas, actually we have discussed in various places, just to give you a general idea. You know, when they are born, they are born with three runas, three types of indebtedness. One is called Devarinam, another is called Rishirinam, another is called Pitrurinam. So for all these, we should be doing certain things every day on a daily basis. And the Deva Yajna is supposed to remove the Devarinam. That means offering prayers to the Lord. The Lord is the one who has given me this entire universe. As Swami Dayananda says, when a child is born, the child is not bought in a 2-star, 3-star or 5-star hotel. He is born in a 1,000,000-star hotel. The entire universe is available for him. Yuvat syad sadhu yuvat jayaha asishto dradishto balishtaha tasyeyam prithivi sarva vittasya purna syat. Taittiriya Upanishad says, it is that yuva, there was the young person. For him, you know, he is asishtaha dradishtaha balishtaha. He is a noble person, well-learned person and very strong person. And for that person, so determined a person, so noble and learned, for that person, tasyayam prithivi sarvavittasya purnasyat. This entire universe laden with all its riches are available to such a person. So the entire thing is given to us by the gods. So Deva Yajna, offering our prayers to them. And Brahma Yajna, offering prayers to all the Shastras and all the Rishis. They are the ones who teach us Dharma. Our dharma is, we don't know what dharma is unless it is taught by the Shastras and the Rishis and the Gurus. So we have to pay our respects to them regularly. This is called Brahma Yajna. And Pitri Yajna, offering our prayers to our ancestors. You know, because of them only, we have now got this Janma, this birth and also this tradition. So to that the family, that's a tradition and all that thing is safely guarded and given to us by our ancestors. So this is Pitri Yajna. And in addition to that, we have got Manushya Yajna, that is for the community. We have to do service to fellow humans. For example, right from taking a coffee in the morning, even though I think I go and buy coffee somewhere, that the gaining that coffee has got so much of work done by so many people. And all that thing only has enabled me to enjoy a coffee this morning. So this Manushya Yajna is one where I am sensitive to the people around me and try to be as much of service to them. And in our system, both Purtha Dharma and Ishti, both are supposed, they are mentioned equally. Ishti is all these kinds of, you know, rituals, all kinds of pujas, all those things are called Ishti. And Purtha Dharma are those which are social service, building hospitals, building schools, orphanages. All these things are all called Purtha Dharma. So both are supposed to be done. And Manushya Yajna is one where we are sensitive to the requirements of other people and try to offer as much service as we can in whatever form we can. That is Manushya Yajna. And Bhuta Yajna is taking care of and respecting the ecosystem, the animals, the plants, all those things. That is Bhuta Yajna. So the converting the very life into a worship of the Lord, for what? To purify my mind. So this is Karma Yoga. And Swakarmana Tam Abhyarchyam Siddhim Vindati Manavaha. So the Acharya says, actually in there is another shloka called Shivamanasa Puja Stotram. Atma Tvam Girijamati Sahacharam Prana Shariram Graham Pujate Vishayopabhoga Rachana Nidra Samadhi Stitihi Sanchara Patayoho Pratakshina Vidihi Stotrani Sarva Giroho Yadyat Karma Karoti Tatahilam Shambhota Varadhanam. Whatever actions I do, Yadyat Karma Karoti, all of them, they are all Shivaradhanam. Take them. So this is the attitude. Whatever I do it as an offering to the Lord. So that is Karma Yoga. And Paramam Tvam Anvaham Chintayami. I shall meditate upon you. I shall practice Upasana of you. So Anvaham Chintayami. Not once in a lifetime, but Anvaham regularly. That is going to be my entire life. I am going to spend regularly. I shall be meditating upon you. I will have only your thoughts. So in which a person learns to withdraw the mind, make the extrovert mind non-extrovert. Convert the pravritti-oriented mind into nivritti-oriented mind. So the first stage indicates Karma Yoga. And the second stage indicates Upasana, a life of Upasana. So Karma Yogena Chitta Shuddhihi, to get purity of mind. And Upasanena Chitta Ekagrata, the focus of the mind, Chitta Naishchalyam. So Karma Yoga will make the mind pure. And Upasana will make the mind focused. And when I do this also, I am not going to be arrogant. I am not going to say, oh, I did so much of social service, this, that and all. No. But Tvam Yisham Sharanam Vrajami. Taking refuge or shelter under you only, I do this. In the Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, we saw individual effort and Ishwar Anugraha are both required for any project to succeed. Effort without grace is useless. Similarly, grace without effort also is insufficient. So I will do what I have to do and will seek your grace also. So Tvam Isham. And why do I seek your grace? Because you are the Lord of all the forces, especially the force of all obstacles. Actually, there is a beautiful saying, Sro Shreyamsi Bahu Vignani Bhavanti Mahatamapi. There is a state shastra saying, and good thing, any good thing that a person wants to do. So Mahatamapi, there will be hundreds of obstacles. Shreyamsi Bahu Vignani, all those obstacles will come. And most of the obstacles are hidden obstacles. So I cannot even identify them. For example, Swamiji gives an example. One boxing person is there. And he has five other boxers in a dark room. And the point is what? All the five people can see him, but he cannot see anybody. And what will happen? He will go on getting blows after blows without even knowing where the blows come from. One's life is almost like that only. All circumstances from Prarabdha, they are all Adrishtam. Prarabdha does not warn you, oh, tomorrow I am going to bring this thing on at your door. No, they are all Adrishtam, they are all unseen. Which one will strike when, I don't know at all. Adrishtam can never be seen by me. But Adrishtam can see me. I can never see Adrishtam. That's why it's called Adrishtam. Drishtam means that can be seen. Adrishtam means that cannot be seen. So Adrishtam are many in number. And I am only one person. So what an unfair boxing it will be. So if I have to succeed in this unfair boxing, then what should you do? There is only one way. That is, take the help of another one who can see and who is also stronger than the other five. There is one. And he is Ishaha. So, Tvam Isham. So, that Ishaha surrender to that Lord. Sharanam Vrajami. And once I have done all these, then I have again what? Sadhana Chatushtayat Sampattihi. What is Sadhana Chatushtayat Sampattihi? The qualification that makes me an adhikari to follow Jnana Marga. So, Viveka, Vairagya, Shamadhi Shatka Sampattihi and Mumukshutvam, all these four things. We have discussed all those things in our Tattva Bodha lectures in great detail. So, the ability to discriminate what is right and what is wrong, what is permanent, what is ephemeral, that is Viveka. And Vairagya is the dispassion. So, I should know even on diametrically opposite things, the cold and hot, so Sukham, Dukham, in all those things, Virakta Bhavaha. That is Vairagyam. And Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, all the Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam, all those things, you know, mind control, sense control, all those things are all called Indriya Nigraha. So all those things are considered to be Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti. And Mumukshutvam, the Tivra Icha, the craving desire that I should get Moksha. So all these four, they are called Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti. So a person who gains that, he has not got moksha yet. But I have become only a jnana yogyaha. I have become eligible to go through jnana marga. So I have become sadhana chatushtaya sampannaha. Now I want to gain knowledge for which I have to take to scriptures. That's the only way. Because my instruments of knowledge are all meant to know the objective world only. Whatever instruments of knowledge I have, they are all meant to know only the objective world. So I have to gain knowledge from scriptures because I am not talking about the objective world. I am talking about the very subject. And when I study scriptures, it only confuses me if I do it myself. So in Isavasya Upanishad, actually we just concluded the lectures on Isavasya, and there is a line there. So avidyaya mrityum tirtva. There is a beautiful statement there. So mrityum tirtva means what? Cross the mortality or attain immortality. How? Avidyaya, through ignorance. That's what the Upanishad says. Through ignorance, cross immortality. That's what, gain immortality. That's what it says. One has to attain immortality through ignorance. So if through ignorance, if I have to attain immortality, then I should be already immortal. Everybody should be immortal already. Then how can the Upanishad declare avidyaya mrityum tirtva? How it can say that? Very confusing. That is why we say never study the scriptures independently. To unlock the scriptures, the person who has the key is the guru. So I need a guru. But the problem is I do not know who is the guru. Once long ago when we did the Adirudram, I think in 97 in Strasbourg, somebody came up to me and asked, yes, your guru is a Sadguru. I mean, he's asking a question, he's a Sadguru. Who am I to evaluate whether my guru is a Sadguru or not? So because guru is the one who knows the correct meaning of scriptures. So how do I know that the guru knows the correct meaning? If I can know that, then I already know the correct meaning myself. So I cannot know it by, so I can never choose a guru by myself. It should click. And if it should click, I require the grace of the Lord. Therefore, O Lord, Tvam Eva Yache Vibho. O the all-pervading Lord, I am beseeching you only, I beg of you. You alone have to help me in gaining their rarest of rare knowledge. And you seem to be busy all the time. So how long I have been waiting? For a long time. So just direct your glance at me. I know you are a busy person. At least just direct your glance at me. Kadaikan parvai. You know, in Tamil we say, just through your corner of your eye, at least take note of me. So just direct your glance at me. So karunam chakshushim viksham medisha. May you direct your compassionate glance. Karunam chakshushim. At least from the corner of your eyes, towards me, please direct that eyes. And even that is very rare. So, divyaihi chiram pratitam. So, a glance for which even the devas are waiting. Divyaihi means the devaihi, all the devatas. Even they are all waiting for that. Even the celestial ones, they are seeking for this glance only. Because they also want to gain knowledge. One what is the proof that they have not got it? Because he is now claiming that even this, the celestials are waiting for it. What is the proof that they have not got it? Because they are still in the cycle of birth and death, Janma and Marana. They are still in that cycle. If they have got that grace and got that knowledge, they would not be in that cycle anymore. Devas are also samsaris. We should understand that. Thing, you know, they may be in the first class jail maybe. But devas are also samsaris. They also have to go through jnana marga only to gain knowledge and then only have to go to moksha. Otherwise, they may have a comfortable life for a very long time. But they are not in moksha. They have to be reborn again, even devas also. So please bless me. And why am I asking you? Because Shambhoho Loka Guru. O Shiva, you are the guru of the whole universe. Loka Guru, you are Adi Guru. You are Gurunam Guruho. Sadashiva Samarambam, Shankaracharya Madhyamam, Asmadacharya Paryantam, Vande Guru Paramparam. So you are the guruless guru. Sadashiva Samarambam, you are the guruless guru. Because you were never an ignorant Sishya at all. And I am giving you a task here. What is the task? Saukya Upadesham Kuru. May you give me the teaching of Brahma Vidya. Upadesham Kuru. So, Guruvai, Guru, in Tamil there is one song. Guruvai, Varuvai, Arulvai, Guhane. Every Bhakta will seek the teaching from the Ishta Devata first. Because all of them know, ultimately, teaching is what is required to gain Jnanam. And all others are only intermediate stages. And the final stage of spiritual sadhana is consistent, systematic teaching for a length of time under the guidance of a competent teacher. Most important, competent teacher. One can postpone, but one cannot avoid if one wants moksha. Therefore, O Lord, Upadesham Kuru. And what type of Upadesham you should do it to me? Saukya Upadesham. An upadesham which will give me ananda or moksha. That is saukya upadesham. So saukya prada upadesham kuru. Moksha prada upadesham kuru. Or brahma upadesham kuru ityartha. For whom? Don't go elsewhere. Madhiya manasaha. To my mind. May you give this kind of upadesham, saukya upadesham to me, to my mind. May you be pleased and then give me the Saukyopadesham. Shloka 30. This shloka talks about how to do puja for the one who is everywhere. The Lord is supposed to be everywhere. How to do puja for him? Vastrodhuta vidavam sahasrakaratam pushparchane vishnutaham gande gandavahatmatanam pachanem bahirmukhadyakshatam Patre Kanchana Garbatastim Mayited Valendu Chudamane Shushrusham Karavanite Pashupate Swamin Triloki Guru. Here he says, Valendu Chudamane, O God, who wears the young crescent moon on his head, Balayindu, the young crescent moon, Chudamane, on his head as a abharana. Pashupate, the Lord of all beings. Pashupate, Pashunampate. And Swamin, O Lord. Triloki Guru, the Guru of all the three worlds. You are the one. Astichet, if I am endowed with Vastrodhuta Vidhav Sahasrakartha. See, the like the sun. But the sun god, he has got thousands of rays, Rishmis. So, there's thousands of rayed hands to dress your holy form. This sun god has so much. So if I am endowed with that, I will do all that. Pushparchane Vishnuta, like Vishnu, to worship you, who is everywhere, Vishnu. Gande Ganda Vahatmata, like the god, the wind god. Wind god is called Gandavaha, the one who can take the vasanas, gandas, everywhere. So to spread incense of sandal and all the like. So if I am like him, I can do that. Annapachane bahir mukha adyakshata. Like Indra who presides over fire to cook and offer food to you. All kinds of nice naivedyams and all I want to make and offer to you. So if I were to be like him, Patre Kanchana Garpada. So like Hiranyagarbha, to offer you vessels of gold. Patre Kanchana, Kanchana is gold. So in a gold vessel, Hiranyagarbha, I want to offer you vessels of gold. All those things I want to offer. Mayi asti chet, if I am endowed with all these, if only I have all of them, te shushrunam karavani, I would have the ability to serve you in a better manner, in a manner where I would like to serve in that manner. So he wants all these things to serve the Lord, because his imagination is such that the Lord should be worshipped in so many fittings, so many. These are all his, the tivra bhakti, the bhakti of this person who wants to worship the Lord as his mind imagines in the various forms as he gains from nature. Shloka 31. Because these are all descriptive shlokas, I am not going too much into the interpretations. I am just only reading the shlokas. Shloka 31. Nalam vam paramopakarakamitam tvekam pashaunam padehim pashyan kukshigatan characharaganan bahyasthitan rakshitum sarvamartya palayan aushadam atijwala karam bhikaram నిక్షిప్తం గరళం గలే నగలితం నోద్గీర్ణమేవ త్వయా. పశూనాం పతే, ఓ లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్, పరమ ఉపకారం ఇదం తూ ఏకం న అలం వా. ఇస్ నాట్ యూ ఓన్లీ వన్ అండ్ ఓన్లీ గాడ్ దట్ హిస్ గ్రేట్ హెల్ప్ యువర్ ఉపకారం దట్ వన్ హెల్ప్ ఇస్ ఇట్ నాట్ సఫిషియంట్ ఫర్ వాట్ Rakshitum Pashyan, for with a view to give protection, what do you do? Rakshitum Pashyan, Chara Achara Ganan, to those beings, all those beings who are movable and immovable, Charam and Acharam, Kukshigatan, and all those who are placed inside your own stomach. The Lord houses the entire Srishti in his stomach. And Vahyasthitan, also those who are all placed outside. Whatever is the charam, acharam, everything, they are all placed inside and outside. Adi jwalakaram bhikaram, the intense fire, the fire producing and very fearful. Sarva amartya palayana, which makes all the devatas even flee in fright. They are all fright. They are so aushadam karalam, the herbal poison that came out of amrutamathanam. Tvayagale vishiptam. Vikshiptam, so that was held in your neck. So for the protection of all those devas and asuras, those being the movable and immovable objects, and all those, they are all inside and outside of you, and the protection for all of them, when the fire, the fierce poison came out of Amrita Mathanam, to protect all these people, what did you do? Tvaya gale vikshiptam. So you held that poison in your neck. Na gilitam, it was not swallowed. Na udgirnam, it was not thrown out either. You didn't swallow it, you didn't throw it out, you kept it in your neck. This is a story of the Amrita Mathanam. When the devas and the asuras, they did the Amrita Mathanam for getting the amritam. What came first was the great poison came, which started to burn and kill everybody. And based on the prayers of the devas, Lord Shiva, with the concurrence of Parvati, important, took the poison and kept it in his throat. So if swallowed, it will kill all the jivarasis which are inside him. If it spat out, then it will destroy all the jivarasis outside. That is why he is called Neelakantaha, Kalakantaha, Shri Kantaha. Shri means also poison. Another means Shri is Lakshmi. Another name of Shri is also poison. So he is called Shri Kantaha. All these names are all for him because of this particular reason. శ్రీ నీలకంఠ శ్లోక 32 టాక్స్ అబౌట్ నీలకంఠ హింసెల్ఫ్. జ్వాలోగ్ర సకల సకలామరాతి భయతహం క్షేలకతం వా త్వయహం దృష్టకించ కరే ధృతకరసలే కిం పక్వ పక్వ జంబూఫలం జిహ్వాయాం నిహితశ్చ సిద్ధిగుటికావాం కంఠదేశే భృతః కిం తే నీలమణిర్ విభూషణమయం శంభో మహాత్మన్ వద. He is asking the Lord, O Lord Shambhu, Jwala Ugraha, with the fierceness of the flames of fire, Jwala Ugraha, and Sakala Amara Atibayadaha, which gives great fear to all the devatas. Sakala Amara Amarasa Devas, the Atibayadaha, gives great fear to them. Shwelaha, Shwelaha means the poison, such a poison. Tvaya Kadamva Drishtaha, how was it that you could see that? Because it is such a fierce poison, how could you see? Kincha, not only you saw them, kadam kare dritaha. How was it that fire carried in your hand? How could you keep it? Karatale, the poison was get on your palm, how could you do it? Kim pakva jambu palam. Did it appear like a fully ripe fruit? You know, the jambu palam is, they call it naval palam in Tamil. I don't know what is the English equivalent of that. So, jihvayam nihitascha. And was it not kept on your tongue also? On your jihva, did it not calm your tongue also? Siddha kutikava, did it appear like a pills when you kept it in your tongue? Did it appear like a gutika, becoming a pills of from a siddha doctor, siddha gutika? Some doctor gave you that. And kantadeshe britha, was it not worn in your neck as an ornament? Kantadeshe britha, ayam tekim neela mani vibhushanam. Did it appear like a blue germ ornament? Did it look like an ornament around your neck to you? So this is how he is describing. Actually, the reason why the Lord consumes the poison, and you know, poison is supposed to be a thing which is very negative thing, very fierce thing. So what the Lord did, when all the negative things, he took it and he hid it. And when all the other things came, nice things came out of Amrita Madanam, he put them all out. They were all, so when it comes to even behavior among people, when there are things which are not good about others, that is not to be said outside. One doesn't have to do vimarshanam of that. One doesn't have to engage in any gossip. You just don't, you know, just be negligent to them and don't worry about it. But when there is some good thing about somebody, keep telling about it. That's what the Lord says. He kept this entire poison inside him and he gave all the nice things out. So that is what, you know, so the poison appeared as the, you know, the bhushana for Lord Shiva, which turned the throats of other people black for all others. Whereas for the Lord, it looked like the bhushana. Actually, when they talk about sadhus and all in Bhagavatam, they say all these mahatmas, what they do for the sake of removing the misery of all the world, all these sadhus, they take those troubles of all those devotees, all those people. So that is the greatest aradhana that they do the Almighty Lord. So even the sages and all, they took the trouble of all other people for Loka Sangraha. They did. So Mahatma Vada. So because of this nature, he is called a Mahatma, addressed as a Mahatma here. Please tell me, did you do this because of all this? That's the question he is asking about Nilakanta. Shloka 33 talks about bhakti as mukti itself. Bhakti. Nalam va sakrideva deva bhavata seva natirvanutihi. Puja vasmaranam kata shravanam apyalokanam madrasham. Swaminastira devata nusaranaya senakim labhyate. Kava mukti rati kuto bhavati chet. Kimpa prataniyam tada. Deva, 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 O Lord. Bhavataha sevava, to do either service to you, bhavataha sevava, nativa, or to do salutations to you, do namaskarams to you, either to do bhakti to you or do namaskarams to you, nutihiva pujava, singing your glory, doing stuti, nuti is stuti, doing stuti and doing worshipping, all kinds of pujas, whatever pujas one should, and smaranam katha shravanam api, meditating on you, smaranam, and katha shravanam, hearing all the glorious stories of you, alokanam sakriteva, are seeing you once. For all of them, madrisham, for devotees like me, na alamva, is it not sufficient? Alam means sufficient. Is it not sufficient for attaining liberation, for gaining moksha? Is that not adequate? Swamin, O Lord, itaha kava muktihi, what else is liberation apart from this? There is nothing more than this in liberation. kutaha bhavati chet, if I can attain liberation by these, all these things, tada kim prarthaniyam, what else should I wish for? There is nothing else to be wished for by me, if this is all I want. So, astira devata anusarana ayasena, by getting tired of ayasena, by getting tired of praying all other anitya devatas. He is calling all other devatas are anitya devatas. As I told in the beginning, I think sometime this is called stuti ninda, ninda stuti. This is in poetic these things, when in Shiva Purana, Shiva will be praised the highest and all others will be all considered subsidiary. In Vishnu Purana, Vishnu will be praised the highest and Devi Bhagavatam will praise the Devi. So depending on what Purana we are reading, based on that, that devata, presiding deity, will be praised so much, others will be put in the secondary role. So that's what he is doing here. So all other devatas, they are called astira devatas. They are all anitya devatas. Kim labhyate, what is to be attained by worshipping all of them? Worshipping Lord Shiva is the easiest actually. He is called Ashutoshi, the one who can be pleased very, very easily. He is also called Ashukopi also, a person who can get angry also so quickly. Because whatever the dharma ordained us to follow, we are not following them. And whatever dharma ordained us not to follow, we are following them. So both the mistakes we are doing, so the Lord gets angry with us. So he is also called Ashutoshi. And Ashukopi, the person, but he can be pleased very, very easily. He's worshipping him is the easiest. In Puranas, both Brahma and Shiva, they give boons very readily to Lord, all the people, to all the demons, all the Rakshasas and all. Sometimes they even get into trouble by this undue compassion. For example, we all know the story of Bhasmasura and all that. So the Lord can be pleased even by a small flower like a Thumbaippu or one petal of Bilwa leaf. So Eka Bilvam Shivarpanam. So in this type of bhakti, there is no great effort involved at all. But the benefit is enormous. As the Gita Acharya says, Swalpapapyanam Dharmasyam Trayate Mahato Bayat. Even a small act of dharma, dharmic activity of worshipping the Lord and all, it will give great benefit. Krishna also says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tadaham Bhakti Pakritam Ashnami Prayatatmanaha. So this is only Shraddha is important, Bhakti is important, the attitude with which the offering is made, that alone is important, not that a person has to do every elaborate puja and this and that and all to please the Lord. Lord will be very pleased even with the littlest, even if there is nothing is there. Just offer a udharani of water, even that is adequate. Only the bhava is important. Lord only looks at that bhava, bhakti bhava only. The sloka 34. Kim brumastava sahasam pashupate kasyasti shamboho bhavaddhairyam chedrishamatmanaham sthitiriyam chanye katam labhyate. Prashyaddevaganam trasan muniganam nasyat prapancham layam pashyan nirbhaya eka eva viharatyananda sandro pavane. Again addressing the Lord as Pashupate, O Pashupati is the Lord of all beings. Kim brumaha tava sahasam. Who can ever estimate your valor, your sahasam, your great valor, who can ever estimate? Bhavat idrisham dairyam cha. And that kind of idrisham dairyam, the courage of you, your valor and your courage, who can estimate? Kasya asti, shamboho, shambho, tell me, who has it? Nobody has your dairyam also. Yam atmanaha stitihi anyaihi. Such as that state of yours, no, that kind of state nobody else has. Katam labhyate, how can anyone else attain? Anyehi, how anybody else can attain that status? Rashyat devaganam. So all the devatas, they lose their stability because they are all anitya. Devas are also, as I told, they don't have stability in the sense what? They are also going through this cycle of birth and death. It may be a long life for them, that is true, but it is also a day will be there. There is a date of birth for them and also there is a date of death for them also. So it is anitya, their life is also anityam. And trasan muniganam, all the the various sages, they are also trembled. No, they are also fried, because their lives also, if they are not jnani, they also have to go through the cycle. Nashyat prapancham, the entire world is destroyed also. So the entire world is destroyed. All the devas, they are all, they are unstable. And all the sages, munis, and also they tremble when layam, at the end of the entire, during the time of pralaya, all these devas, the muniganas, the entire prapancha, they are all shiver. They all shiver during the pralaya time. Bhavan pashyan nirbhayam ekaha eva. But what do? You are watching that pralaya. You are watching that pralaya happening when all the devas are trembling, the muniganas are trembling, the entire prapancham is going to be destroyed. But you are watching it how? Fearlessly, nirbhayam, and ekaha eva, alone. Alone you are watching it without any bhayam. And not only that, ananda sandraha viharati, with intense ananda. So much of ananda you are watching. You are performing your leela. Because Srishti, Stiti, Layam. Layam is your job. And you are doing that job with Ananda. Not that he wants to destroy everybody. When the Prarabdha ends, people have to meet their end. There is no need for this body to be there at all. Body is given for what? To enjoy or suffer the Punya Papas. And that portion of fructified karma give rise to this Prarabdha. And when Prarabdha is over, there is no need for this body. So the entire thing has to go through this Laya stage. So he is only discharging his duty as Layakartha. That's what he is doing. And because he is doing his duty as Layakartha, he is very happy doing it. So he is with intense ananda. You perform your leela of Layakartha when all these other people are all trembling and they are all fearful. But you are doing without any fear. Alone you are doing. Actually, in Kathopanishad, Yamadharmaraja, he says, Yasya brahmacha kshatrancha ube bhakta odanaha mrityuhu yasyopasechanamka itta veda yatrasaha. Who will know the one for whom even the intellectuals and the valorous and all the other people, they are all like food for him, and for whom even the lord of death, mrityu, is like maybe like a pickle. He is taking the food of all the other people and also as food, and Yamadharmaraja himself as the pickle. So this is called Kala Kalaha. He is Shiva. He is the Kala for Kala. So that is these things. So that's what Kathopanishad says. Actually, in Saundarya Lahari, there is another beautiful sloka. Virinchihi panchadvam rajatim harirapnoti viratim vinasham keenashaham padidanato yadinadanam vidantri mahendri vidadarapi sammilitadrisham mahasamhare asmin viharati sati tvatpati kasav. Brahma, Vishnu, Yamadharmaraja, Kubera, all of them, they all meet their ends, they perish. And all the Indras in succession, they all perish one after the other. So in such a time of Mahapralaya, Om Pativrata Devi, addressing the Devi, your husband is playing with you. He is not frightened. Nothing happens to him. That is your Pativratyam. That is your greatness. That is what the Amba is. This is a glorified Amba. And also there is another shloka that also glorifies her. Sudham Apyaswadhyam Pratibhaya Jara Mrityuharinim Vipadyante Vishwe Vidishata Makadhya Divishataha Karalam Yat Kshvelam Gabali Tavataha Kala Kalana Nasamboho Tanmulam Tavajanani Tadanga Mahima. That is your Tadanga Mahima. During the time of Pralaya, even Indra and all other devatas, they consume Amritam regularly, but they also perish. If Shiva, even though he consumed the fierce poison, when there is no end to him at all, that is due to the greatness of the Tadanga that she is wearing in her ears. Actually, these are all the symbols of Pativratyam and Saumangalyam. So for a lady, for a Sumangali lady, these are all, the having the ear ornament is supposed to be a symbol of Saumangalyam. And because of her Pativratyam and strong Saumangalyam, your husband, Lord Shiva, he is able to withstand such a great event when everybody else perished. He is still there and he is playing with you. So this is what the Acharya says in Saundarya Lahari. So we just wanted to remember that shloka. Then we want to talk about 34 as Kala Kala Shiva. the Shiva, who is even the Kala for the Lord of Death. Yo Vedadav Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishthitah Tasya Prakriti Linasya Parasamaheshwarah Sri Krishna Atma Namastu Narayana.